Italy. 52. St. Peter's.
What have you got planned for the winter holidays?
Actually, I'm off to Italy.
Really? I went there in 2001. Will you go to the Vatican?
I plan to. I think it's something that you cannot miss. It's funny, but everyone thinks the Vatican is an ancient place. But in fact, it dates back to 1929.
Yes, when Mussolini and the Pope signed the Lateran Treaty. Also, it's the world's largest church.
Isn't there a special place where the Pope appears, too?
Yes, there's a balcony which he comes out on, but only on special occasions.
What about St. Peter's? Is it as fabulous as they say?
To be honest, it doesn't look like much from the outside. You don't appreciate its true beauty and enormity until you're inside.
It really is huge, then.
Oh, my goodness. Not just huge, sensational. When you step inside, you just cannot believe it. I was lost for words.
It sounds like you had a real religious experience there.
Oh, yes. I believe that even someone without faith couldn't fail to be touched by something higher while inside St. Peter's.
How big is it really? I read that the pillars inside are 50 feet across. That can't be true, can it?
Honestly, just wait until you are inside. The pillars are massive. And even if there are hundreds of tourists, you never feel cramped. The atmosphere is always so light and airy.
Also, I read that the baldacchino is pretty big too.
Pretty big? It's more than half the size of Niagara Falls. While you're there, you cannot forget to visit the Sistine Chapel, which is very impressive.
I'm guessing nothing is as impressive as St. Peter's. I can't wait to see it.
Thank you.